The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
I have never, ever, ever wanted to be on a show more than Monday on this program. I was having the biggest FOMO as y'all were sitting here on Monday morning talking about Jordan Love and being the guy and getting the deal, the bag with the Green Bay Packers. And I am sitting there flying to Tuscaloosa, just gnashing my teeth like, oh, I want to talk about this so soon. And I'm listening and you guys are talking. And I did not get the vibe. And you guys can tell me if I'm wrong, because, you know, I have been known to be wrong. You tell me if I am wrong. Were y'all not that excited about Jordan Love signing the big deal with the Packers and being the guy and putting the NFC on notice? Like, were y'all not excited about this?
Well, first of all,
it's a Monday.
What's going on over there, Borat?
Yeah. First of all, it's a Monday. I don't get excited about anything on
you're
Monday.
Sitting on, I mean, you are high up there today. You are sitting pretty high. Like, I don't even know if you're standing. You might be taller than when you're standing over
it's
there.
It's symbolic.
Yeah.
I want to make
Queen
sure
of the castle
everyone
over here
knows, okay? Are you feeling like I am above you? No, I'm kidding. I am high, but not the way I was. You know what? Never mind.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Were you guys not excited? Because I got to tell you, I'm listening, and it sounded to me, Gabe, like you were like, how about the pressure? Is he going to be able to withstand the pressure? The pressure is different now. And then it was like, are you nervous? Chewy was like, you didn't deserve the money, which, again, we all know the minutiae and the details of how it works. It's timing it more so than whether you have the numbers to back it up. Or were you guys not psyched about the Packers finally getting this deal done? We have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. They get it done. And my reaction was, oh boy, NFC, take a seat. Because to use this analogy, Gabe, now I feel like the Packers are me, sitting way up top on their perch, looking down on all the other teams in the NFC.
Was there doubt that they were going to get the deal done? Because that's the only way I think you get excited about it, when the whole thing was a foregone conclusion. It was just, okay, all right, figure it out so we can get on the practice field. And obviously that first padded practice was the real deadline versus the start of training camp. But when it's a foregone conclusion and you know he's not going anywhere, I don't think you're putting anyone on notice.
And 38% of the poll we took are unsure what kind of player he's going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Jason,
you can't say he's going to be
know
great.
38% is still the smaller portion of that poll.
No,
right?
Like, but that was, I don't know if it was shocking. The number was a little shocking, but people are concerned.
So Jason was,
I'm not going to anoint the guy after nine games. And he doesn't deserve this contract. So now he has to go out and prove it.
Jason,
a lot like my first deal when I hit the market at the perfect timing, free agency, first year starting. I didn't really deserve the contract. I had to go out and prove it, and that's where he's at.
Yeah, Jason was shocked by the results of our poll, Chew, of are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to expectations after signing his big extension? Same thing, 60-40. Yes, most people are excited, but that 40% number is certainly higher than I was anticipating.
I think, to be honest with you, I think that's a product of being a Wisconsin sports fan. I think that's a
the
product
60 or the 40?
The 40% that don't know, that aren't sure. And again, I would argue that all of us are not sure. If you've convinced yourself that you're sure that Jordan Love is going to be the next thing, then you probably are a little high. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm judging at all. No. I'm just saying, like, as a Wisconsin sports fan, so many times you're waiting for the other shoe to fall. Right? We had talked about the Brewers making this having this fantastic season, seemingly making this run towards the postseason. Womp, womp, womp. Christian Yelich back now. Christian Yelich is going to try to push through this back injury. He is not going to have season-ending surgery, as you guys have been discussing. But I think there is a mindset of the fan base that is still like, oh God, you know, they're wringing their hands and wondering what's going to happen next. And I think that is contributing to we're not sure who Jordan Love is more than any of the stuff Jordan Love has actually done on the field.
I don't think the organization knows.
Yeah, they do.
And that's why it took so long.
I think they know. If they didn't know, too, they're not trying to lock him up to a longer deal, which is the reports that have come out since the deal got done, since he signed on the dotted line, that the Packers are trying to lock him up for 5 years, maybe 6 years. And it was Jordan's camp that was like, no, 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 we want four. We want him to be able to hit free agency again before he turns 30. And that was some of the holdup as the deal was trying to get done, when we were like, what is taking so long? That at least was one sticking point, Gabe.
Sure, but also he's never hitting free agency.
Every player wants that. They wanted me my first year, my first one to sign a four-year deal. I said, no, I'm signing three. Yeah. If you bet on yourself, you want a shorter contract, which most guys will do.
Yeah, but in 4 years, they're renegotiating this deal anyway.
Or they're cutting him.
Or they're cutting him in 30, either in 3 years they're cutting him, or 4 years they're renegotiating the deal.
Jen, you don't leave yourself out in a contract if you knew the guy's going to be a Hall of Fame player. And they left themselves an out in his fourth year. Right?
Yeah, but aren't most places doing that? Other than the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson, aren't most teams now getting pretty savvy with the deals too? And it's not, I don't think it's just the Packers.
You know who they won't do it with? You know who they will not do that with?
Who the Packers will not do that
with? No, what NFL team will not consider that in their contract? Patrick Mahomes. They're not leaving themselves an out with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
It'll be like, back it up.
Hypothetically speaking, if Jordan Love has a comparable level of success, if Jordan Love starts bringing this Packers team to the Super Bowl or to NFC championship games, all of a sudden, doesn't that tune change? All of a sudden, aren't you going, beep, 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 back it up for that guy?
They'll probably want to blow the deal up in 2 years.
So again, Mahomes has the advantage of having been there, done that, been
absolutely
playing for a while.
Yes.
Jordan is just starting out his career. And I believe Matt LaFleur was on the record yesterday talking about this idea of players sitting, right? Because there's a lot of people out there who say, oh, the Packers have really figured this out. You draft a quarterback when you don't need it versus when you need it, and then they have the advantage of sitting. Let's hear from Matt LaFleur, who talked about the advantages that Jordan Love has faced not having to play right away.
I think if you just look at the history, whether it was Jordan or Aaron or shoot, even Pat Mahomes sat his rookie year for the majority of it. I think, would he have one start? I think there's a lot of good, a lot of benefit to allowing these guys to come in this league to try to soak it all in and not play too early. I mean, it was with Kirk Cousins and saw the benefits of that in Washington. So I think there's a lot of good examples across the league of guys coming in, waiting their turn a little bit.
So I think that's a big reason why, too, that he's had the success he's had. He was able to watch as long as
Sure. That's always an advantage. It was an advantage for me. I didn't start until my fourth year. You knew what was going on. But being the highest paid player in NFL history, aren't you going to be uber critical of him this year? Can't just play good.
Oh, absolutely. But I think he's going to meet it. That's why when you guys were talking about the pressures, this is a guy who thus far has handled everything that's been thrown at him. I don't see him crumbling under the weight of being the highest paid quarterback in the league. I actually think he goes about his business the exact same. You know, when they asked him right afterward, I believe it was on Monday, if he was going to buy anything, he was like, no. Like, there's a maturity there.
Wedding got more expensive.
Yes. As you knew it would. You knew it would, right? But there's a maturity there, Gabe, that I think other teams would salivate to have, particularly at the quarterback position. I am more optimistic that this deal getting done, and again, like you said, it was sort of a formality that it was going to get done, but there is sort of this, you take a deep breath and you go, okay, now we can go back to business. Now it's football as usual. Now everybody can kind of fall in line. There was a part of me that was like, this puts the Packers in a position to be an NFC championship team. I think this is a team with Jordan Love locked up, and they can focus on football, and they have this young team, and they have a new defense, which, again, the jury's still out. We'll see how that goes. But I am very optimistic and excited that this team can be, at the very least, in the NFC championship game.
So you think they're a top-two team in the NFC?
I think they can be, yes.
Are they a top two team in the NFC?
I mean, the jury's still out, but I think they can be, given having their quarterback locked up, the young offense that they have. If Jeff Hafley is as advertised and can turn this defense around, yes, I think they can be a top two team in the NFC.
So that's, again, there's a lot of ifs there.
Even though... That's,
there's a lot of ifs, and there's a lot of things that still need to come together with this team. And Chewy, I know you guys went through this. I don't know what the excitement level was in 1992, after you guys won, you know, your first playoff game. It was the first playoff game the Packers won in God knows how long when Brett hit Sterling there in Detroit. I don't know if it was, oh, okay, yeah, now this team's ready to compete for NFC championships. I don't know if we're there yet. There's still a lot of growth that you guys had to do, and there's still a ton of growth that needs to happen with this team because it is still incredibly young.
And let's
they lack blue chip players right now. Well, that's not to say guys can't develop into that, but right now they lack a lot of blue chip talent versus the other top teams in the NFC.
And with Bill remember Barnwell came out with ranking the skill positions?
Yeah.
They were last, Jen.
In the division.
And I didn't believe it at first until I took a deep dive into it, and I'm like, yeah, Minnesota's starting three is better.
But who's
Detroit's starting three is better. I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying by the
So you believe that everyone's going to develop into being a great player?
I think even if everyone doesn't, they have such depth in some of those positions that someone will. That's where I'm confident.
Yeah.
I also think that
let's remember
the commitment that they have made to Jordan Love and everything we hear about him, his work ethic, his leadership ability, all of those things are lining up so well. So yeah, we're going to see this season. But I feel like there's nothing stopping this team from being one of the top teams in the conference. And Chris Carlin was on Carlin versus Joe yesterday and had this to say about his perspective on the Green Bay Packers.
I actually look more at where they are at every other position right now. I personally am going to pick the Packers. I'm not convinced yet I'm picking them to go to the Super Bowl, but they're at least in the NFC Championship game this year.
And some of that is building on what they did this past year in his first year, where you know there's a huge learning curve, where there is, you know, baby steps to success. And it's saying, well, if they build off of that, and we all saw it last year with the way they ended the season and the Cowboys game and the Niners game, then this team should be right up there in the top four teams of the league.
But let's just remember, this is gushy gush time of the year.
What is gushy gushy?
Gushy gush. Gushy
gush?
Joe Barry's going to be more aggressive this year, and they're going to use Jair, and they're going to be fantastic. Let's just watch. That's gushy gush. Everyone loves one another. Everyone's great. Let's get to the regular, and we'll see. We will see, but I'm not... I don't have pom-poms on and the little skirt and rah-rah, sis-boom-ba, hit him in the head with kielbasa. I want to watch. I will watch.
We got any cleaner to clean up Chewy's microphone?
No, my screen on my computer's got schmeg on it.
That's on you.
I know.
You did the raspberry.
You sold it. You decided to dive in head first.
Who sits here in the afternoon?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Sorry.
Might want to get a baby wipe.
I am more excited than it appears you guys were based on your reaction on Monday. I'm not saying you're wrong to be tempering your enthusiasm. I'm just saying that once they were able to put pen to paper to get Jordan Love signed, for me it was like, it's go time. Let's go. No more conversations, and I know we're talking about it this morning, so great irony, Aunt Alanis, but no more conversations about how's this going to get done? What's it going to look like? What are the guarantees going to be? What's the duration of the term? Could they be pissing him off? How does that affect the locker room? Like blah, 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 blah. Now everybody is just locked in to win games and get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's not like it was with Giannis when there was a real chance that Giannis wasn't going to be a member of the Milwaukee Bucks until he assigned his Supermax deals that he did,
No, but the hesitation was, Gabe, and this is a reality because of the Packers. I mean, the narrative was that they do tend to have low-balled players. And there was a question of, God, could they really be doing that? Could they really be
with
their guy
that they picked,
that they have been in alignment with? Could they really low-ball the franchise quarterback?
I guarantee they did.
But I'm saying, because you guarantee that they did, and because I'm saying that narrative was out there, there was a little like, please, guys, don't mess this up. Come on, don't do the thing where you're trying to nickel and dime the most important player at the most important position in the biggest league in the country. Can we not try to bargain bin our way through the quarterback, please?
Well, if they didn't, then the deal would have been done before camp.
But because of that
But the reality was he wasn't going anywhere. Like he was always going to play this year. I don't think he was ever going to sit out a game because the Packers would have come to their senses and offered him the deal they ultimately offered him.
I think he was ready to sit out a game.
I'm saying the Packers would have realized that eventually, and like this deal was going to get done.
But as soon as Lawrence signed, he should have signed the next day because it's pretty much the same deal for the most part.
Lawrence got a few more Yeah. A little stronger deal, but Jordan got more
front. But it was pretty comparable.
Yeah, right. Very comparable.
It is very comparable. I don't know what the holdup was. I mean, it's not that difficult a contract. Man, I knocked that thing out in about 8 hours.
You talk about Jordan Love. It was the guarantees. And it was the duration. How long?
Four or five. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what the holdup was. At least that's what the reports are that are coming out. And you knew they would. You knew that the reports would come out of what was taking so long, what they were not agreeing on, what Jordan wanted versus what the Packers wanted.
Who do you think won?
Jordan. Actually, and I know you guys talked about this earlier this week, it is mutually beneficial.
Yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I think it was a win-win.
Because again, I'm very optimistic. I'm bullish on Jordan Love. I really think this guy is going to get the dang thing done.
It's hard to call somebody who got $75 million signing bonus a loser in the deal. So he didn't lose.
No.
he's getting 25 now and then two other installments of $25 million as the season goes along. But $75 million coming your way in 2024 is never a bad thing.
The Packers did get a break glass in case of emergency.
Packers gave themselves their outs.
Yeah.
So I think it ends up being a win-win.
800-990-3776. I am very excited. I am thrilled. I cannot say enough about how happy I am that the Packers got the deal done with Jordan Love, albeit last Friday. It feels like an eternity has passed since then. And the guys put it on the poll. Are you as excited as I am? I know there is a tendency as a Wisconsin sports fan to temper your enthusiasm, to wonder if you are just being built up to be let down. And I right now I'm saying, ignore that. Put that guy away. Put him in a little cabinet, right? Just keep him over there. Right now is the time to be very excited about Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. 800-990-3776. We got a lot of stuff to get to today on the show. I brought the guys a surprise. We'll get to that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He hates the ending of all comedies. Apparently doesn't like happy endings.
I love happy endings. Don't take it that far.
Muy bueno.
Maybe that's a vote for Groundhog Day for you.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I fell for the devil's daughter. I jumped in, yeah. I drank the water. Town is toxic. Can you fix my brain? Because everyone that says I'm insane. Help me loosen this ball and chain. There's no use talking. I'm a dead man walking.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The gang is back together. I was in Alabama on Monday and Tuesday shooting a feature for Game Day. I got to tell you guys, by the time the season starts, by the time we leave for Dublin on August 19th, I'm going to have four features shot.
Ooh.
That means those are four features over the course of however many weeks this season is, because I don't have the heart to look quite yet, that I don't have to shoot during the week of. That is a huge advantage. And as I'm driving through the beautiful countryside of Alabama.
Is it?
No.
I've never been. I don't think. No.
You've never been to Alabama? Yeah. I mean, you've been to Mississippi. You didn't travel over to Bama?
Nah, I stopped just out at of curiosity. I thought I went far enough.
I saw a billboard that said Buc-ee's 40 miles. Then I saw another billboard that said Buc-ee's 30 miles, Buc-ee's 20 miles, Buc-ee's 10 miles, Buc-ee's 5 miles, Buc-ee's next exit. Well, you know what I had to do? I had to pull into the old Buc-ee's. I had never been to Buc-ee's before. And my only experience with Buc-ee's was Chewy talking about how when you and your wife were road tripping to Florida, I believe, because I don't think actually thought about this. I was like, no, they don't road trip back from Florida. Chewy makes that drive by himself.
True. And I still stop at Buc-ee's.
Just can't have the brisket sandwich.
Cannot.
So I swing into the Buc-ee's and I'm like, I gotta try this brisket sandwich. I mean, Chewy and his wife, Angie, made a deal where the brisket sandwich at Buc-ee's is so good, they're not allowed to have it without each other.
Yes.
So it's gotta be very, very good, right?
Yeah.
So I go in, grab the sandwich, and like you tend to do at these sorts of places, I grabbed about seven other things as well. I got some tahini gummies, the peach rings with tahini. They have a whole smoothie wall.
Yeah.
A whole wall with the smoothie wall. Like if you go to 7-Eleven and you got the three or four varieties, they had nine flavors of smoothies, ices, if you will. That was just one glorious element of the Buc-ee's that I saw in Alabama.
I've got more questions about this.
Do you go in the bathroom?
No!
They claim they are, and they are, the most immaculate bathrooms.
Darn it, Chew. Why didn't you tell me that?
He did.
Unbelievable.
The bathroom? Yeah, he mentioned
you could
the bathroom.
Eat the brisket sandwich while backing one out in there. That's how clean it is.
So I got the brisket sandwich. I went and sat in the car. It was like 103 degrees.
Does
in
it come with its own sauce? Do you put sauce on it?
You get a little cup. You get a little sauce cup with it, and then extras are 25 cents. So you can put as much sauce on as you want. You just got to pay for the extras. And I sat in the car, and I took a bite. And then I took another bite. And then another bite. And another bite. It was so freaking good.
I told you. Yes.
Chewy was right. Holy.
Thank you,
Chris.
Chewy
was right.
Lance Romance, one of our MCs here, was driving down. He was there. He's like, what do you got? I said, brisket sandwich. It'll change your life. And he agreed.
I agree. So yesterday I wrap up my shoot. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I got a little time before going to the airport. Guess what I brought?
Guess what
I brought? I brought everybody a brisket sandwich. Catch?
What? You can't eat it.
I can't eat it now, but...
What, you can eat it in front of her?
I brought two.
Oh.
One for you and one for Ange. Because I was like, I can't go back. Thank you. I can't go back with brisket sandwiches. And I brought you guys a sauce, too. Look at your little cup of sauce.
So there's only one kind of sauce you don't have? It's just like Buc-ee's sauce, or what is it?
Their barbecue's the best. That's it's unbelievable. It's all I use now.
Here's the other one. Thank you so that Angie has a little sauce, too. And I was like, if I expect Chew to eat the brisket when I bring it back, I got to get one for Ange as well. Now, I want you guys to know, I took very good care of these. I bought one of those ice hot bags.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
The kind.
Yeah.
So I put those in there, got on the plane, 2 hours home, quick flight home. Put them right in the refrigerator. So you don't have to worry about them like hanging around or anything like that. I took good care of these sandwiches.
I'd still eat it anyway.
Says
I mean,
right
it's
here.
Worth salmonella. Let me tell you.
Oh, no. That says July 30th. Well, used by July 30th at 2:58.
It's fine.
But
I'm telling
you. Oh, wait a minute. How can that be? I purchased it yesterday at 3 o'clock.
That's what I'm just saying. That's what it says. It says used by July 30th, 2024, 2:58 p.m.
Yeah, it's a day old. Big deal.
It'll be fine.
It's like expired milk.
I brought home three others. Gave my husband one. I was like, eat this. He was like, okay, relax. I'll eat the sandwich. I was like, what do you think? He's like, so good.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. So Chewy was right. You know, holy bleep, Chewy was right. The brisket sandwich from Buc-ee's. Oh, and I changed. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you're. Yeah.
She's all in.
Yeah. So like a recruit who just decided. Where they were taking
their
talent.
Just throw the Marquette hat aside.
I mean, obviously, Marquette is the OG, ride or die. Just, however, I did just switch to a Buc-ee's hat.
I just got the swimsuit the other day.
It's this logo.
It's my cult.
Over and over and over, right?
We're already planning our road trip to DeForest when that opens up.
Well, that's on delay now.
I know, I heard.
That's on delay. Who knows when that's going to open up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
So... Buc-ee's has been trying to get into Wisconsin, and there was going to be one in DeForest. We discussed this when Chewy went through this last time. We're like, oh man, when that thing's open, we got to get a partnership. We got to do a show from there. Well, it's now being delayed because Buc-ee's is trying to convince the state of Wisconsin to move the because right now when you
the
go
ramp,
past yeah
right
so when you get up by the Dells 39 and 94 go different directions, right? 39 keeps going north towards Wausau. 94, you're going more, you know, more west and into Minnesota. And they want to bring that intersection down to the Buc-ee's so they get more traffic.
Sure, that makes sense. I will tell you this, though.
But of course, like, the state of Wisconsin isn't just going to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to change the way we do our roads just for Buc-ee's.
Tell them it's worth it.
But here's what I would also argue. People are going to go no matter what.
Yeah.
You could have to do a figure eight off the highway. You could have to do donuts to get there, and people would still go to Buc-ee's. Like this is how I felt when we went out to Hartford, Heartland. I always get them confused. But for a baseball tournament for Chase, okay? We're out there, and I needed to get gas. And there was a generic gas station on the corner, and it was empty. And I'm going, oh, that's a gas station empty. Why is that gas station empty? Well, because 300 feet down the road was a Quick Trip. And the Quick Trip was jammed. Every single lane had a car there. Every single spot had a car. That's why the poor old gas station that was on the corner there, try as they might with the inflatable guy with the arms up in the air to get people there, everybody was going to Quick Trip. It would be similar with Buc-ee's. This place was like Costco on a Saturday, jam busy.
How many gas pumps? Was it a big one?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Because the one I went to had over 100 pumps.
Unbelievable.
And they were packed.
And everybody was so nice.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's like that flow of traffic where you're going over here and they're going over here. And there's a bakery and there was a burrito station and there was a coffee station where people were putting like the syrups in their own coffee to make their beverages. It was an experience. And I am so thankful, Chu, that you guided me.
You're welcome.
To the Buc-ee's.
Because you're going to, the places you go to, there's going to be a Buc-ee's. Like Georgia, that's the one we went to. There's like three of them right there. Ugh, you're so lucky.
Yes. And so are you, because now you guys have brisket sandwiches for lunch today. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. The ESPN has put out a list of the top college players over the last two decades, since the year 2000. We're going to get into that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Join me out at the Wisconsin Country Club. Joined last fall, and I have not regretted it because I love the beautiful golf course. It is challenging. They take great care of it. It is a great place to go and play golf. But maybe you're somebody that has, okay, I like the golf, but what else do you have for the family? Well, they've got pool, tennis, pickleball, themed Sunday fun days out at the pool. And what's great about Wisconsin Country Club is there are no assessments ever, and there are no food and beverage minimums. If you're curious, go ahead and check them out. August 1st, there is an open house out at Wisconsin Country Club on Good Hope Road from 4 until 6:30. Go check it out. See the golf course, see the facilities, and they're continuing to improve the facilities as well. So join me out at the Wisconsin Country Club.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The other side of the world, and I'll let you know if I want to come back and coach your little game.
He's Jay Peterman.
Ian Rappaport tweeting yesterday, and I thought this was interesting.
Oh, lady.
The Broncos the
that
last
was gibberish.
2 weeks. You guys done?
I got more.
On 94.5 ESPN. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet.
But I'm way less sad. Just about a month away from college football. I was just talking to the guys about our trip to Dublin and how we will be there for the Georgia Tech Florida State game. I am calling them the O Georgia Techs, just to make it feel a little more Irish. Gabe, your point was Notre Dame can't play there every year.
They can't play every year. You can't ask them to go to Ireland every year.
But at least should have an O in it. Like Ohio State. That I could make it work, right? Like Oklahoma. I could make those work with the Irish, right? Don't blink, blink me. I don't like it when you do the blink, blink thing. Speaking of college football, guys, ESPN put out a list this week of the best college football players since the year 2000. So of the 21st century. College football's top 25 players of the 21st century. So you guys... Yes, that is exactly the music I was hoping for. Chris Larson holding it down back there. There are two Wisconsin Badgers on this list. So, guys, I'm going to make this easy for you. Give me the two Wisconsin Badgers who are on ESPN's top 25 college football players of the 21st century.
Joe Thomas is one of them.
He is. He is number 12 on this list.
Okay.
Who would be the other one?
All right, so I think the options for the other
I
one.
Know. Yeah, I got the other one.
Do you?
The other one's easy.
Okay.
JJ.
21st century. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but the problem was JJ.
This is just college football.
I was about to say.
Not their career in the pros.
And while J.J. had a good Wisconsin career, was a top 10 pick, he wasn't like a dominant, okay, you know, award winner.
Your answer gave me pause because I was like, wait, is that the nickname of this player? The player is Gabe?
So I thought J.J. would be on my short list. Russell Wilson had one really good year, but probably not good enough to make the list. So it would come down to probably somebody like Melvin Gordon.
Or a guy who we talked about should have been in New York for the Heisman, but was not invited to New York recently within the last 5 years.
Oh, he's not top 25.
Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is number 25 on this list. And I will read to you what ESPN said about
Melvin
Jonathan
was better.
Taylor.
I think Melvin was a better Wisconsin running back.
Yeah, he was pretty
good. Jonathan Taylor, yeah.
It says 2018 and 2019 Doak Walker Award winner, 2018 and 2019 unanimous All-American, three-time first-team All-Big Ten, 6,174 career rushing yards, 50 touchdowns, number four all-time, number two in the Big Ten, 407 career receiving yards, and 5 touchdowns. That was their explanation for why Jonathan Taylor is number 25 on the list. So rather than look, I think it's going to be too hard for you guys to try to nail every one of these picks. So I thought we could do the quarterbacks. Do you think you could name the 8 quarterbacks for college football, the best quarterbacks, according to ESPN, in college football since the year 2000?
Well, number one overall has to be Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow is number 6 on the list.
He should be one.
Yeah, that's surprising.
You win
surprising.
Two Heismans.
Well, he didn't win. He won one Heisman.
Yeah, but he should have won.
A little revisionist history.
So Tebow's 6 on the list. Where is he quarterback-wise?
4th quarterback. There are 3 quarterbacks on this list above Tim Tebow. And I agree with all of them. I agree with all you.
That's
will
outrageous.
Too. No, I don't think so. Wait until you see who they are.
Probably.
Again, this is based on the accomplishments and success they had in college.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray is on the list. He is number 18 overall, the 7th quarterback on this list. Kyler Murray, of course, who was at Texas A&M and finished his career at Oklahoma.
Matt Leinart.
Not on this list.
That Tua.
Not on this list.
He won Heisman, though, didn't he?
No.
He never won it?
No. All of his other teammates did.
But I think if you think about Heisman Trophy winners, you will find yourself in good company.
Baker?
Baker Mayfield is the number one quarterback on this list.
That's terrible.
For his
success at Texas
Tech. The 2017 Heisman Trophy winner, the 2017 Maxwell Award winner, the Walker Camp Award, Davey O'Brien Award, Bullsworth Trophy. That was for the best walk-on. If you remember, Baker started his career as a walk-on. In 3 seasons at Oklahoma and a brief cameo as a true freshman walk-on starter, Mayfield put together the best combination of high-volume passing and high-level success we've seen.
Vince Young.
Vince Young is number 3 on the list. He is 4th overall. So just for clarification's sake, 1 went to Ndamukong Suh from Nebraska as the most...
Terrible. It's terrible.
As the most impactful... player of the 21st century.
You didn't win a Heisman.
But nobody wins Heismans that doesn't play the quarterback position.
Sure. Charles Woodson.
Yeah, you got one. Like, so you're putting together a list.
You
and
also
a guy
mentioned Desmond Howard.
Who didn't win the most important award in college football.
Tebow's ridiculous.
Is the most impactful. Yes,
Tebow's.
Like Tebow's better than Baker in college. Tebow was better than Vince Young in college.
It says here, I realize we don't give Heisman trophies to defensive players, but it is utterly inexcusable that he did not win the Heisman that year. That would have been 2009, by the way. He was the best player of the 2000s and one of the best to ever do it. So... 2, 3, and 4 are quarterbacks.
Trevor Lawrence.
Not on this list.
For college?
Not on this list. There is another Clemson quarterback on this list.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he who shall not be named, but he is.
Air Humper.
Who was better? Who was better in college?
Deshaun.
Deshaun. He was really good. He's outrageous.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is 6th quarterback on this list. So you guys have gotten Vince Young. You guys have gotten Tim Tebow. You guys have gotten Deshaun Watson. You guys have gotten Kyler Murray.
And Baker.
So how many quarterbacks are left?
I don't think you guessed Vince Young, did you?
Yeah, we did guess
Vince Young. Yeah.
How many quarterbacks are left?
One.
We've got three.
Three
two.
Okay.
Three.
Dak?
Not on the list.
One of them
Johnny
is a,
Football?
One of them is a former teammate.
That's a good guess. Okay. I forgot
former
about
teammate,
him.
One of our teammates.
Yes.
A quarterback?
Yep.
Come on.
One of them is a former teammate of one of our teammates currently.
This is a really good clue because...
Former teammate of one of our teammates.
So one of our teammates who played professional football. The list is not that long, Chu.
I'm confused. Because I want to go Tausch, but...
No? How about the afternoon show?
Yeah, think about the afternoon.
Brad Nortman.
Yeah.
Who was his quarterback?
I mean, so Russ is on the list?
No.
He's the only, like...
Whoever it is. He was a teammate of a teammate. So he didn't play at Wisconsin. He played in the pros with him.
This is fun. Watching the
Jacksonville, Carolina?
What's his name?
Yeah. You're close.
He's terrible.
So Carolina.
They
should
cut him already.
Cam Newton
is number two on the list.
Oh, I was thinking the guy that's there now.
Of quarterbacks, number three overall.
Who's
Cam Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Young.
Like... It's not his fault that washed up
Cam
Adam
should
Thielen's
be higher.
Best receiver.
Cam's number two. He's number three on the list.
He shouldn't be higher, though.
Cam should be two behind Tebow.
Yes. Two quarterbacks left.
Two quarterbacks left, guys. You got this. One of them, both of them are in the league now. Both of them are in the AFC, if that helps. Quarterbacks.
Lamar.
Lamar is on the list. He is number 20 on the list.
Also outrageous.
He won a Heisman, too, right?
Yeah, he did.
For
a bad team.
Yeah.
That's how good he was.
On this list.
So one more.
One more.
ACC, you said?
AFC, what?
No, I thought she said.
Oh, yeah. AFC. There's a lot of ACC quarterbacks on this list, too. No.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is number 9 overall. Obviously won the title at LSU.
Yeah.
He is the 5th quarterback on this list. So just to recap the quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks in college football of the 21st century, you got Baker Mayfield number 1, you got Cam Newton number 2, Vince Young number 3, Tim Tebow number 4, Joe Burrow number 5, Deshaun Watson number 6, Kyler Murray, and Lamar Jackson 7 and 8. So you would make the argument, Gabe, that Tebow should be higher on this list?
Tebow should be number 1 overall.
He's
on
just
the
such
list.
A he was such a cult hero. Like he's obviously had a lot of success since then on television. There's a part of me that feels like Tebow was exceptional, but some of it was going from being this unheralded, you know, like all of the drama that we saw with the Florida team. And then there was the game where he had the blood on him. And then there was the game where he made the speech, like those sort of things. I feel like, Larson, what do you say? To me, that like amplified the like mythology of Tim Tebow.
I would put Tebow at number 1 as well, just because he was a kid that lived up to his billing as a top recruit, as the golden child quarterback, where Baker Mayfield was a walk-on who succeeded very well. But Tebow was actually a superstar in high school that lived up to being a superstar in college. Won a Heisman, probably should have won a second Heisman.
And
won
two national championships.
Two national championships. He won two natties. Like everywhere else, we care about national championships. We care about winning it all. But apparently on this list, we don't give a rip.
Like Vince Young, national championship in Heisman.
I would put the greatest behind Tebow is number 2. Then I would put Burrow. And then I would put Cam Newton.
I might put Cam in front of Burrow, though. Cam was pretty damn good.
Yeah, for one season.
Yeah.
Was it one season?
He was one season.
He was so dominant.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I mean, he was losing
season,
to Alabama by, what, 20-something?
Yeah.
In Alabama?
Yep.
And
but for that one season to go ahead of Tebow, who had a long, like, one of the most prolific college careers ever.
And I agree with Sue as number 1. I would put Reggie Bush number 2.
I would... Where
Reggie
was
Bush,
Reggie
number
Bush?
7 on the list.
He
overall.
Should be higher. He was legit.
Dominican shouldn't be number 1 overall.
But
Tebow should be number 1.
Had...
Oh, Liner had won a high
school. Go back and watch that 2009 Big 12 championship game against Texas and tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking
Sue
about how
be
hard
one.
He hit, how he was just a wrecking ball. And
yeah,
people
cool.
Didn't wanna...
And he won a national championship too, right? So he won a Heisman.
No.
He won multiple national championships.
No.
You know, at the most important position in football, right? Like this one, the common.
How many of those guys, though? How many of those guys didn't live up to their billing?
In the NFL?
In the NFL. Read just the first 10, Jen.
Do you want 10 all players or 10
quarterbacks? No, give me the first 10.
Okay, so Ndamukong Suh is number
one. Didn't
live
up to his billing in the NFL. No, he did not. Who?
Yeah, he did. I agree. He did.
No. Yes. Baker Mayfield? Baker?
Baker's number
nope.
two.
Not as a number
Cam
one pick
Newton,
overall.
Cam number three.
Nope.
He did.
Okay.
Young, he won four. An MVP. Vince, I don't know what else Vince, you want Vince, from a guy. He won an MVP.
I want two. Vince Young, no.
Vince Young, no, I would agree with.
Ed Reed is number five on
Ed
the list.
No way he'll be number five.
Yeah.
You think that's too high for
that
Ed
is
Reed?
Way too high for Ed Reed.
Well, for also, college.
But also, Chewy's not a big fan of safeties, just generally speaking.
Yeah, you hit me in the head a lot.
Tebow is number six on the list.
Definitely not.
Reggie Bush, number seven.
Did not.
Bryant McKinney, number eight.
Replace Joe Thomas with Bryant McKinney at number eight.
Ooh, now there's a controversial take. Move Joe Thomas up from number 12 to number eight.
Yep.
And Joe Thomas would have, you know, Joe Thomas obviously lived up.
I know.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If they were taking into account the professional.
Yeah.
No, he didn't live up.
Joe Burrow, number nine.
He's lived up to it so far.
He will, yes.
I could make the argument incomplete, but, and Larry Fitzgerald, number 10.
Another Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
One player who wasn't on the top 25 list, who I think should have been on there, Manti Te'o. If you go back and look at Teo's 2020 season, it rivals 2009 Sue season. He swept all the hardware he could possibly win, finished second in the Heisman voting, and you got players like Luke Kuechly and Derek Johnson who got honorable mention on this list.
Robert Griffin III also got an honorable mention. Trevor Lawrence did get honorable mention on this list. Marcus Mariota got honorable mention, and Christian McCaffrey got honorable mention as well as far as guys. Calvin Johnson got honorable mention for his 2 years at Georgia Tech.
It's not his fault Georgia Tech doesn't throw the football.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy who obviously was way more successful in the league than he was in college football.
Because he was a big physical freak, and they never threw him the ball at Texas Tech because they just don't.
All right, we got to take a break on Jen Gabe and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to, including the trade deadline in Major League Baseball came and went. Did the Brewers do enough to get them to a long playoff run? We'll discuss. Bye. Gabe said he's going to eat the brisket for breakfast this morning.
Why not?
So, I guess.
Got to see what this hype is all about, right?
All right, he is opening up the brisket.
Got to heat it up.
Lovingly wrapped.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. Should I go throw it in the microwave, nuke it?
You got time.
You're going to take the bun off, right? When you throw a burger or something in the microwave.
It won't matter.
I take the bun off.
I know, but
I mean,
it's
the bun's
so good.
Gonna become, yeah. I mean, the bun's kind of sticking to it.
You could put it in a blender and drink it.
He wants to take a bite so bad. He's like, oh, he's going to eat it. Now, I don't know if he needs the sauce. There's a part of me that thinks cold. Hold on.
There's a little sauce on there.
Yeah.
All right, he's thinking.
I don't know if you need more sauce. That's really good.
I know! Yeah. It's so good! I can't even believe it!
You got to heat it up, though, Gabe.
I don't know. Like, cold barbecue, the flavor kind of develops a little bit, too.
I'm like over here salivating, watching Gabe eat this brisket sandwich from Buc-ee's. I'm like such a proud little parent right now, too, because I'm so happy that everybody else, like Chewy again, he was talking about how good it was. I mean, to the point that
your wife... I can't imagine what this is like warm.
Oh my God.
Fresh. Try fresh.
Oh yeah.
The fact that you and your wife are not allowed to enjoy a Buc-ee's sandwich without each other, I thought you guys were being dramatic. I thought you were overreacting.
My mouth is watering,
actually. I know.
Yes.
Like... And so I was very excited to enjoy it.
What happens if you eat it now and then she eats it later?
She'll chop my...
Brisket off?
Yes.
So you have to be together?
Yeah. That's the rule. Now, there was an argument
because
I had a brisket sandwich at some other place. It didn't matter. It was very average.
And that was okay.
And she's like, we're not... And I'm like, no, the rule is specifically Buc-ee's. Yes.
Wait, so you can't have... You have to eat it in front of her?
Yeah. She has to be there.
Well, what if you bring her one?
Then we're fine.
So that's what I'm saying. You could eat that now.
No,
and then
we
got to
eat it at the same time. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're telling me, whenever this one in DeForest opens, even if it's years from now, we go and we do a show from there, you can't eat one there or you have to bring her with?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like cheating, but it's like I looked at a girl's butt and she found out about it.
That's bad news for you.
Yes.
That's bad news for you.
So I'm just going to play it safe, even though my mouth is watering.
Anything else out there? Is there, like, I don't have anything with my husband, Dario, where it's like, hey, you're not allowed to enjoy this without me. Now, he sometimes gets annoyed when I go to Home Goods without him. You know, I take a little trip to Home Goods. He's like, oh, we're supposed to do that together.
Is that because he wants to keep you in check while you're at Home Goods?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like I've got the credit card.
Okay.
I feel like it's like he enjoys walking around Home Goods and looking at the stuff.
So I was very nervous about eating the sandwich because the last time I feel something was hyped up like this was Chick-fil-A. But I was a latecomer to Chick-fil-A, didn't have it until 2013. And like Chick-fil-A wasn't readily available like it is now, but oh man, you gotta have Chick-fil-A. It's like, it's a chicken sandwich, man. Like, and I ate it. Don't get me wrong.
It was fine.
It's good. But it's like, oh my God, I can't. What have I been missing out on? Like, so I was a little nervous that this was getting hyped up too much.
And?
It was just a little. No, no, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, look, I'm wearing the hat.
Like, yeah.
I am hardcore on the Buc-ee's bandwagon. How much money did you say that they need for that ramp so that it can go straight to Buc-ee's?
$6.9 million.
Yeah, I'll write the check.
It'd be worth it.
I'm going to make it happen.
Give the taxpayers free Buc-ee's brisket sandwiches for a year, and they're getting the better end of
Not
the deal.
Not even one. You come in, you get one free Buc-ee's brisket sandwich, and people will be like, oh, what is it, 25 cents on my 25 cents on the taxes?
Yeah,
fine.
Have it.
All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on right after this. Stick around.